We're on Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, the next to the last line. Pechein Habo Al Achas Mikol Haroyes. This is a very difficult Gemara, and I'd like to learn over the Gemara twice. The first time just to say Teichwerter, and the second time to try a little bit to understand the Gemara. But we have to learn the whole Gemara before we'll get any understanding in the Gemara. Omar Rav Amram Hamilsa Omar Lon Rav Sheishis. Rav Sheishis told us a Yisod. Ban Rinu La'ainin Mimas Nisen. And he was Meir Einayim from a Mishnah. He said a Chiddush, Rav Sheishis. And he brought a Raya from our Mishnah. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Eishes Yisrael Shenenso, and Eishes Yisrael Shenenso Af Al Pi Shemuteres Labailo, even though she's Muta Labailo, Psula Lekune, she's Posa Lekune, Vitane Tune. That was the Chiddush of Rav Sheishis. Vitane Tune and Artane. He said, Artane is a raya to this Yisot. What is the raya from our Mishnah? It says in our Mishnah, Bechein habo al achas mikol ha'arayis amures betoire. The Mishnah says two halachas. In the beginning, the Mishnah speaks about habo yevimtoi, that is koine, b'shoigik, b'meizid, b'ines, b'rotzen. Says Yekaina Baro, Shalai Kedarka. Then it says, V'chein Habo Alachas Mikol Harayis Amuras Betoire. It passes Lekune. That is the Mishnah. Oy Psulois. My V'chein. What is the V'chein? He says, the Mishnah is telling us that the Halachas we had learned in the first half of the Mishnah, applying the second half of the Mishnah. Maila, loishna b'shoigig, v'loishna b'meizid, v'loishna b'oines, v'loishna b'rotzein, uktani posla. Let us see Rashi, v'anarinu la'ainin mimasnisin, mishnaseinu heiviraya ledvora, v'heir einenu bo. Af al pi shemuteres labailo. So the Chiddush of Rav Sheishis was that even though Abbas Yisrael shenensas muter labailo, dechsiv vehi loy nisposa asura, ha nisposa muteres. So if she was nena, she's muter. Af al pi kein psula lekune. Imeis bailo loitinose lekoi. She's posa lekun. V'tane tune. Tane tune means tane didon. Our tane. Kamoi avune, achuna, our father, our brother. Is my vechein. What is the vechein going on? Lav, aoinis, vashegik, telelkoi. It's going just like in the first half of the Mishnah. We said a chiddush in kinyan yevame, that one is koina yevame ba'oinis. So now it says v'chein and also v'oktoni habol achas mikol arayis posla lekohune al kol arayis. This is very inclusive. V'eishis ish bechlal arayisi. So it's telling us this Chiddush of Rav Sheishis, that if a person was Ma'anis Aneishis Ish, he passes also Likahune. So a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Sheishis. So the Gemara says, Loi, it's no raya. Mai Vechein Aharo. Could be the Vechein is not going on everything it said in the first half of the Mishnah. It's going on. It said in the Mishnah that Echad Amarav Echad Agoymer. So it's telling us that if a person made Haro by Arayis, Bias Arayis, there was a Haro, it also passes Lekune. Uberotzein, And what could be the Mishnah speaking about that it was Berotzin? The have you Zayne? Then she's a Zayne. Berotzin, you're a Zayne. Could be Ba'in, but Ba'in is she not a Zayne. So the Gemara asks, Herod the man. Where is he coming to tell us that, what halach is he coming to tell us that hara is kigmar bir? Ilayme da arayis, if he's coming to tell us that by bias arayis, hara is kigmar bir, lememre da arayis yalfine meyevame. That means the Mishnah is saying just like by Yevome Haros Kigmar Bie, so also by Bie Sarayis Haros also Kigmar Bie. Le Memre da Arayis Yalfinim Yevome, we learn that Arayis from Yevome, Adarabe, Yevome Yalfinon Me Arayis, the Iker Haro Barayis Ksiv, Paker the Makir of Haro, originates by Arayis, as Mekoiro Hero. So it's even not mistaver to say that the Vechein is going on Haro. Elamai Vechein. So the Gemara says, Ashaloi Kidarka da Arayis. So Gemara says, no, it's not right, Rav Sheshes. You're right. On Haro it's not going, because it's not mistaver that the Tana would say that the Haloche of Haro applies by Arayis, since the Makar that Haro's Kigmar Bia is written by Arayis. Now it's going Asheloi Kedarka, the Arayis. It's going Asheloi Kedarka, the Arayis. So the Gemara says, no, that's also no good. Adarabe, Iker, Mishkebe, Isha, Ba Arayis Ksiv. The Makar, that Shaloi Kedarka is Chayiv, it says by Arayis. So also the Loshen Vechein is not applicable. It's not pshat, it's like it would seem that just like Shaloi Kedarka is Koine by Yevom, it's also Poisel by Arayis. Iker Mishke Ve'isha Ba Arayis Ksiv. Before we go further, I just have a shtikel ha'ore on this Gemara, which I don't know. We learned in Tosfos, Daf Nun Dalet Omid Beis, the Gemara clears a shaila, how do we know Hero by Azochel? How do we know Hero by Azochel? So Tosfos asked the Kashe, L'chayre, there was hukshul kol arayis ladodi, this is the hekish of Rabbi Yoine. So, and in Parshas Achrei Mois, it's written Zohar also, so, and V'nichesu is written later, so V'nichesu, which that's the hekish of Rabbi Yoine, shuhukshul kol arayis ladodi, is kailu Zohar and Behemah. Everything says in Achrei Mois. So why does the Gemara look for Makairis to tell us that Haro is also by Zohar and Haro is also by Behemah? So Tosfos the Bermasl b'Zohar asks this kasha, and the second teretz of Tosfos is Va'oy da'afsekinu b'kro d'moylach. So Tosfos says there's a hefsek between Arayis and Zochel. In the middle there's the parsha of Moilach. So it would seem, so what is Tosfos saying? So therefore it would seem that Zochel is not like Arayis. The Torah was mafsik. So when it says, ki kol ha-sheyasem mi kol ha-te'eva yisa'eila v'nichesu ha-nefosh yisa'oysa yis hukshu kol Arayis kulon l'nideh. Since the Torah made a hefsek between Zohar and all Arayis, so Mikola Te'evis does not include Zohar and Behemah. That's what Tosfos means to say. Since there's a hefsek, so Kola Te'evis is only going on Arayis and it's not going on Zohar. Fine. So, L'davoini, I don't understand if that is, maybe I'm saying wrong Pshat and Tosfos, but if that is Pshat and Tosfos, that Taisa seems to say that because Dafsekinu, you cannot learn out Zochel from the Hekish of Ukshel Kolarayis Ladodi, because Zochel doesn't fit in. So how do you learn out Shaloi Kedarka by Olarayis? The Posik of Mishke Beishis is written by Zochel. This is a Posik by Zochel. So if you can learn out Zochel from Arayis, how can you learn out Arayis from Zochel? Here the Gemara says, the din of Shaloi Kedarka, Mishke Beisha Barayis, it doesn't say Barayis, it says by Zochel. So, Loira Bossi, I don't understand, Claude, the difference between Haro and Shaloi Kedarka. By Haro, it seems from Taisvis, you cannot learn out Zocha from Arayis. From the Gemara, it would seem by Shaloi Kedarka, you could learn out Arayis from Zocha. Okay, let us go back to the Gemara. So, and also, the Vechein is not Mestaver that it's going on Shaloi Kedarka, because by Arayis, Gufe, we have a makor that Abiyas Elve Shaloi Kedarka is Kedarka. It says Mishke Veisha. Alamai Vechein a Shaloi Kedarka Dechai Vela. Now the Vechein, the Gemara is slugging up Rav Sheshes. Parke Vechein does not necessarily mean that Bo'oinis shall be Nifsa Lekune, and Eishes Yisrael Shanenso is not Nifsa Lekune. The Vechein, just like she's Mutta Labayla, she's Mutta Lekune, and the Vechein is going on Shaloi Kedarka of Chai Vilav. Let us see Rashi. Ubochin and Ika Haro Barayis Ksive Veheche Medamalo Mas Nisen Liyevome Ki Ilu Meyevome Gomalo Ashaloi Kedarka Diktoni Gabi Yevome. A Yevome, we learned that is Niktesh Leike Dalka, but Lechilik Bein Bia Labia, Taino Bein Kedalka Lesheleike Dalka, Va'alo Toni, Bechein Habo Al Achas Mikola Arayis, Posel Lekune, Mishum Zoyna, it passes Al Zoyna, Lo'oilom Berotzen, but it could be not the way Rav Sheshe says, we're not talking about Oynis, the Bechein is not going on Oynis. It's going on Shaloi Kedarka, Berotzin, and it's possible out Zayn. But how do we learn out Shaloi Kedarka from Yevome? The Gomar Bia Bia Mi Yevome, the Rabina Ba Ulakocha Shaloi Kedarka. Okay, this Bia Bia is a problematic Zayreshova. Araisa doesn't say Bia. Okay, that the Marsha speaks about Al Kaponim, but we'll learn out Arayis from Yevoma. By Yevoma, it says Yevoma Yovel Kedarka Lakocho Leleisha Shaloi Kedarka. So we learn out Arayis from Yevoma. Oh, so the Gemara says that also can't be because it says by Arayis Shaloi Kedarka that by Bias Arayis Shaloi Kedarka is Kedarka. Hori gafin, elamai vechein, ashaloi kedarka dechai vilam. No, the Mishnah is speaking about taket shaloi kedarka, not the shaloi kedarka of Arayis, that it says mishke beyishe. No, vechein is going, and shaloi kedarka dechai vilam. Amonu lekoin godol, grushe vechalutza lekoin hedyet, to leksiv buhu mishke beyishe. There you don't have mishke beyishe. So Memele, the Chaim is telling us that just like by Yevome, it says, Ulokoch Eloi Leishom, we learn out Shaloi Kedarka. So here it says, Amon Negrush Eloi Yikach, we learn out Yikach from Lokocho. So also, Shaloi Kedarka passes. Avo Mishum Ero Eloi Yitztach Lemisnayom. Now, but the Mishnah isn't telling us the din haro by chai v'lavin, the rabbinu leel haro de chai v'lavin mikicha kicha darayis. We learned out kicha kicha darayis of haro. That haro is chayiv by chai v'lavin de kohunim. So that would also the v'chein is not the pesazoi too good, because lemaise the Gemara says we learn out kicha kicha from Arayis. But the Bechain is going on Shaloi Kedalka. Now let us go further. Omar of it, Eishes Koyin Shenenso, Rav Sheishes was speaking about an Eishes Yisroel Shenenso. Rav Sheishes said that it's Psula Lekahune. It's Posel Lekahune. Omar of it, Eishes Koyin Shenenso, Baila loike oloho mishum zaino. Now, let us just be medayik that Rav is speaking about an Eishes Koyin. Rav Sheishes was speaking about an Eishes Yisroel. Rav Sheishes said psula, and Rav is saying loike. Amar Rav, Eishes Koyin shenenzo baila loike oloho mishum zaino. So the baal is loike mishum zaino. So the Gemara asks, Mishum Zayne in Mishum Tuma Loi. The Baal is not Loike, Alts the Lav, Leuchel Baal, Rishon, Lekachta, Ache, Asher, Tamo. Only Alts Zayne? Eima Af Mishum Zayne. No, you Loike Alts Zayne also. You Loike both, Sai Tume and Sai Zayne. Mosiv Rab Zayre, Vehi Loi Nisposo Asura, Panisposo muteres. Is a diak vehi. Vehi loinisposo. This woman, if she wasn't four, she's also. Panisposo, but this woman, if she was forced, muteres. But vehi. And the vieshlachachas, but there's another woman. Shafo pishanisposo, even though she was forced, is also asur. Veize zueishes koyim. The lav abo mechlal asay asay. So memele, so this is a lav abo mechlal asay. So lechayre, he means to ask, so there's no tume, there's no zayne, there's an esse, and you say like it. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe answered, hakel hoyu mechlal zayne. Everything fell into the category of Zayne. Kshepogat lecho akosuv gabi eishes Yisroel vehilei nisposa asura nisposa muteres mechlal deishes koyin kidekaimo kaimo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Baila loikele mishem Zayne, dechsiv Zayne loyikochu. Eishes koyin, he's a koyin. She's like out the love of zayna lo yikoch. Ustam zayna, the translation of a zayna haynu mina efes tachas bailo. Shetoso me'acha bailo lezorim. That's the poshita taich of a zayna. Vizu afal gav dinenso. So Rashi is explaining the Chiddush of Rove. That means if the translation of Zayne is, it would seem more or less it's Barotzin. When the Efes Tachas Baila, Shetosa Macha Baila Lezorim, she went Barotzin away from the Baal. Vizu Afal Gav Dinenso. Even though here she was nenas, gabi koyin leipole grachmone bein einis bein rotz. By a koyin, there's no difference. Kedem gemrinen behi leinis posa, dehi miyuta mashme, he eishes Yisrael who teshchilik bein isposa, le leinis posa, of eishes koyin, ein chilik, there's no chilik whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, Mishum Tumma Loi, Bitmi, Hamrine Bepere Kame, Hamani Mekayim Achi Yasher Utamo, Larabi Soite Shenivalo, Dersiblo Yuchabal Rishin, Salav Achi Yasher Utamo, so there's a love of Tumme. So Mo says, no, Af Mishum Zayn. Hakel Hoyu Bechlal Zayn. So now the Gemara explains what Rav is saying. Kol Haniv Olois Tachas Balayim. It's not a lavabo mechlal asay. Kol anivolo is tachas baleim. בין באונס, בין ברוצן, בכלל זוינה לא ייקחו הן, שראי כולן ניבלו בלזנוס. Not the way we had understood before, the way Rashi had said, Stam zoyna heinem an efes tachas baylo, shetosa macha baylo, psa zoyna is psberotzen. No, the svara chitzoyna is that every isha that's nival tachas baylo, achal zoyna lo yikoch. That's a zoyna. Shreikulan nivalu be'ila znus. It's a be'ila of znus, of me'ila be'bal. For hoiti l'cho akos of eishis yisrael anusa min haklal. So, now we have a gzeiris akos of that an eishis yisrael anusa is not considered a zoyne. Abul eishis Koyin ki de kaima kaime. But by Eishes Koyin, we say the Svara Chitzayne. And verkehrt, the Chiddush is by Eishes Yisrael. And by Eishes Koyin ki de kaima kaima. Ve'ike d'amri. Let's go further. Omar Rabbi. Eishes Koyin shenenso. Ba'la loike leo mishum tume. Mishum tume in. Mishum zayin aloi, that an eishes koin shenensa the bal is only loike al tume la yuchabal arishin lakarta mishum tume mishum zayin aloi. Alme ba'oynis loike rine bezayin. Ba'oynis, it's not called a zayin. That's the second lashon of Rabbi, but Eishes Koyin shenen so bala loike la mishum tume. Mosiv Rab Zeire v'ilay nisposa asura nisposa moteres v'yesh lecho achere shafo pisha nisposa asura v'yesh is the way Eishes Koyin v'lava bo mechlal asay asay. So why do you say it's loike? It should only be asay. Omar Rav ha'akil hoyu mechlal achi asheru tamo. Sheporet lecha akosuv gabi Yeshus Yisrael vilei nisposa asura on nisposa muteres bechlal deishus koyin kidekai mekaima. So Rashi says mishum tume achi yasher utamo l'rabois soite shenivalo. So now we'll start over again the Gemara, but let's just review what we heard in this Gemara. Rav Sheshes had said, Eishes Yisrael shenenso, even though she's muta labailo, psula lekahune. And he brought a raya from the Mishnah. And then we heard Rav said, Eishes koin shenenso, bala loike mishum zoyna mishum tume. The second lashon of Rabbi is Eishes koin shenenso, Bala loike leo mishum tume and mishum zoyne nat. Now let us go back and try to understand a little bit the Gemara. Oma Rav Amlon hamilsa omalon Rav Sheshes banarinu la'aynin mimas nisin. Eishes Yisroel shenenso. But Rav Sheshes said, afal pi Shemuteres labailo, even though she's muta labailo, psula lekohune. She's posa lekohune. Now, we have to understand a few things. First of all, we have to appreciate the afalpi. He's saying a chiddush. Eishes yishol shenensa afalpi shemuteres labailo. But how do we appreciate the afalpi shemuteres? So she's muta labailo. That's a din in soite. Mayin shmita leitzah hal sinai. Afalpi shemuteres labailo. Psula lekune. She's posa lekune. And he brought a raya v'tane tune v'chein abo al achas mikol arayis hamures betoyer. A psulais and the v'chein is going v'chein my love leishonu b'shoigik Loshana b'meisit. Loshana b'aynis, loshana b'rotzin, it toni psul. Posla. So the Mishnah that says that it passels is going that Arayis passel Ba'inis. So we see that that Eishes Ish in the Arayis is included also Eishes Yisrael Shenenso. That's also called Arayis. So we see Arayit Rav Sheshes. Now, from other Rishonim, from the Tosfos HaRosh, from Achsamid Rav HaMagid, let us the Vayel learn Shitas Rashi. Number one, what psul is Rav Sheshes speaking about? Why is she posel lekuhune? So lechayre, we could work backwards. You know why she's posel lekuhune? Let's figure out. He brought a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says posla. So memele. It's going on oinis. Now why bo alachas mikol araya shebetoyre? It's posla. Now what's the psu? So Rashi says in the Mishnah posla lekuhune mishum zayne. Rashi says that these noshim are posel al zayne. So lechayre, if Rav Sheshes brought a raya from our Mishnah that ba'oinis pasels, so in the posla of our Mishnah, Rashi says min zayne. So it would seem that ba'oinis pasels mishum zayne. That's one raya. Then from Rashi later, it would seem that that's the chiddush of. That is the chiddush of Rav Sheshes, because the Gemara is chaylik on Rav Sheshes. Moses says, no, it's not going on oinis. Loi aharo uberotzein bahav yezoine. So, yes. Surely Mishnah says it's a zoine. Berotzein, not boinis. The chiddush you wanted to say, that the Mishnah is telling us, Bo'oinis she become a Zayin. No. The Mishnah V'chein is going on Harah Berotzein, but not Bo'oinis. So it would seem that a Kaponim from Rashi, that Rav Sheshes said that an Eishes Yisrael Shenenso is a Zayin. That was the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes. Now, agavuche. So now already, if we say this, so al kolchoch, like the second lashon of Rava. Rava said in the second lashon, eishes koyin shenenso asura mishum tume v'loy mishum zayne. So al kolchoch Rav Sheshes is chaylik on the second lashon. Because the second lashon says Eishes Koyin Shemnen, so is only Osar Al Tzum. It's not Osar Al Zayne. So an Eishes Yisrael isn't better than an Eishes Koyin. So that's a klore machlekes. The second lashon is chaylik, and the first lashon of Rove that Rove said Eishes Koyin Shemnen so loike mishum zayne. So he said, Eishes Koyin Shenenso Loike Mishum Zayne. So also would seem, Eishes Koyin Shenenso, but not Eishes Yisrael. If there's no difference, why did he say, Eishes, the Dritis Aloshin, we'll see, Lechayre, the first Loshin is also Chaylik and Rav Sheshes. So we have now a three-way Machlaikis. This is what the Baal HaMoir says. The Baal HaMoir says this, the Lechayre, there's a three-way machloikas. The second Lashon, Zichir, is Chaylik. The first Lashon is also Chaylik. Stavka Eishes Koyim. But now let's start understanding what the Chiddush is. Eishes Yisrael Shenenso Af Alpi Shemuteres Lebailo. So what's the Af Alpi? What is the Af Alpi? So there's a svare which is mentioned in Rishonim that the iser soito lebal is an iser zoyne lebal. That means the Torah Asid, a person's wife to him, if she was Mizane, that's the Sosoite. If his wife was Mizane, so she's also Labailo. This is Zoyne Le Kahune. Every Zoyne is also Lakuna, but the Isel Soite Labal is an Isel Zoyne Labal. So Memele, so now Rav Sheshes said, an Ashes Yisrael Shenen, so is Mutal Labal. So if she is Mutal Labal, so there's no Isel Soite. So it seems the Torah did not consider this as Nus. If it was Ba'aynis, it's not considered as Nus. That was L'chayre, the problem that Rav Sheshes had seen. And let's be mamtik a little better. This will help the situation also. It says by Soite three times Tume. V'nitma, v'nitma, v'nitma. And the Gemara Darshan's Echad Labal. Echad leboil, ve'echad letume. Tume kune is one thing. But echad lekune. Let's talk about echad lekune. Now, it says, ve'hi loinis poso. The whole posik of nitmo lebal is speaking about ve'hi loinis poso. But if it would be nis poso, there's no ve'nitmo lebal. And lecheire, there's no ve'nitmo leboil. And there's also no ve'nitmo lekune. It's a whole parsha. It says three times Venitmo is going on he loinis posa. If she wasn't nenas, if she was nenas, so forget about all the three nitmos. So you see the iser kohune that the Venitmo lekune is if she was baratzen, if she was ba'aynis, there's no iser lekune. So we have two svaris to say that there should not be an Ashes Yisrael. Shenenso should be Mutter Lekohune. Number one, if we say the Iser Soite Lebal is an Iser Zoyne Lebal, that the Torah asked his wife if she was Mizane Tachtov, that's the Iser Soite Lebal. So Memele, if Boine she's not called a Zoyne, say bezaisa ba'ainis, she shouldn't be also lakune. That's one svara. And another svara, we're saying, not only saying svaris, the miut of vehi loy nispos on nispos of moteres, l'chayre is going on all three venitmos, l'chayre. So the pasuk says klar, that if she was ba'ainis, there's no venitmo lakune. So we see she doesn't have a shame zayna lebal. She doesn't have a zayna lekune. That's not called a tumas nus. And Rav Sheshes came to say, no. I wish to disagree with you. Even though she's mutter lebal, she's not called a zayna lebailo. Afal piken, she's a zayna lekune. And the Venisposa is only going on the Baal, on the first Venitma. It's not going on the last Venitma. That is L'chayre, that is how we could learn the Lashon, the first Lashon of Rav Sheshes. V'anirinu la'ayne mimas nisen, Eishes Yisrael shenen. So that's his Chiddush. Afalpi. Now we'll appreciate the Afalpi. Shemuteres lebailo, which would seem that she doesn't have a shame zayna lebailo, is psula lekune. Now, if he means zayna, why didn't he say loike? That's a problem. I don't know. But al koponim, that's one way you could learn, and it would seem that Rashi learned that way. They bring down the Tosfos HaRosh says that Rav Magid, that Rashi learned that it's, and he brought the Lashon from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says also Apostle, and the Mishnah means Zayne, so he said Psul Lekune, but it means the Psul Kune, which it says in the Mishnah, that Psul Kune is Noyig by That psul kohune is noyga fila ba'inis also. V'tane tune, na'atane learned. V'chein abo lachas mikol arayis amuris b'teire. hoi psulois. Mai vechein, mai lav, loishna b'shoigik, loishna b'mezid, loishna b'oynis, to loishna b'rotzim. And just like b'rotzim, you become a zoyne, by nations ish shenensa, isuadin, b'oynis, you also become a zoyne l'koy. Oktani poslo. So the Gemara said, loy, no, that's not muchach that has pshat in the Mishneh. Mai vechein, haro, it's speaking about haro. And haro is speaking about berotzen, and that's what Rashi was medayik, as we medayik before from Rashi, that o berotzen, habi zoyne, berotzen is a zoyne, abo boines it's not called a zoyne. So the Gemara asked, haro de man, yleime da arayis, lememre da arayis, yalfine mi yevome, the vechena would seem that we learn out arayis from yevome, adarabe yevome yalfine mi arayis, the ikir haro ba arayis ksit, elabai vechain asheloi kedarka da arayis, asheloi kedarka of arayis, Shalike Darka of Arayis is she becomes a Zayin. Als Berotzen. So Adarab, the Moses also don't need Vechein. Iker Mishke Ve'ishe Ba'arayis Ksiv. The whole Lima, the Mishke Ve'ishe says Ba'arayis. Alamai Vechein, Ashalike Darka, the Chai Ve'lav. It's going on Shalike Darka of Chai Ve'lav. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. My vechein, my love, loishna b'shoigeik, uktoni poslo. V'leka l'meima mishum acherim nokat poslo, v'loi mishum eishes ish, abo al achas mikol arayis, could be it's going on the others. It's going on the all arayis, and other arayis it's going on. The ikar chiddush the oynes v'rotzin lehava ela be'eishes ish, avol b'shar arayis en chiddush tfei b'oynes mi b'rotzin le'inyin psulei kohune. Now, from Tosfos, it's very difficult to understand Klal, this Chaluki Deis and Tosfos, and to appreciate what Tosfos is saying. But let us just say for 1 minute that there's a posik ubas koin kisiya leizo he betrumas hakotchim loisaychal it's anisa letrume and anisa kohune. Let's talk about an arayis that zor etzlo mi kore ochal achoisoi. So lechayr it's also nifsal from this posik also. So in the posik of baskoin kisili ish zor, lechayr Taisvis is saying there's no difference between oynis and not oynis. The ikar chiddush is by eishes ish. Now, we could learn Pshat and Tosfos, and not only we could learn this, one Tosfos mentioned this on Daf Lamed. Let us just see for 1 minute Taisvis Tav Lamatehmed Aleph in the middle of the Taisvis. The Taisvis, the Afal Pisha Metaris Labaila Psula Lekohune, Taisvis is going on Rav Sheshes. Let us just start by the Gimel of the Bach. It's three lines before the lines start getting, starting widening out. Ella l'ri nire. Now the Ri wants to say pshat in Rav Sheshes. The psula mina kohune mitam tuma. That Rav Sheshes is telling us that it psula mina kohune mitam tuma. Vizayna. It could be outzayna also. Kedi oma babo yevimtoi. Ulelishne da oma hosam da chol ba'oines lo mikra yezayne. According to the second lashon of Rabbi, that ba'oines you never called a zayne. Psula lekune mishim tume greide. So then you posel lekune mishim tume. So now, Toisvis said as follows. Toisvis does not hold like the Bala Moir that we had mentioned before, that Rav Sheshes is choylik on all three Lashonis. Now, we'll see Rav Sheshes stims with all three Lashonis. According to the second Lashon, you could be like als Zayna, and according to the third Lashon, you could be like only, then there's only an Yisrael Tumah Lekuna, there's no Zayna. Let's just go a little further. Mil Kosha Lari. Kivin de Leiksiv Tumah A'eshes Yisrael Sheniva La Bo'ines. There's no Tumah Ba'eshes Yisrael Sheniva Bo'ines. Dersiv Hi Loi Nisposa. Ha Nisposa Mutaras. If she's an Oines, she's Mutar. Im Kain Amai Psul Lekuna. The Bechlal Yisrael Tume Havo Baal Uboyo Letrume Vegam Kohune Vechishori Lebailo Tishtari Nami Lekohune. Taisvis asks, if we're saying that Rav Sheshes is saying that an Eishes Yisroel Shen Nenso is Osir Alts Tume, how could she be Yosir Alts Tume? By Eishes Yisroel it says Vehi Loinis Poso Honis Poso Asura, Onispasa Muteres, and he tells us an Ashes Koyin is Asa, but an Ashes Yisrael is Muta if it's Nisposa. So all the Vinitmas that are written by an Ashes Yisrael are Muta if it's Nisposa. The Oimari da Hukra de Loi Nisposa Loi Mairi Elo Betume de Baal Greida. The nitma kama isna lukmi lebal. Linyim bal shori oines bi Yisrael. Avo the nitma basra, the navkloni se trume kune le mafle gebo bain ba oines le rotzin, bain eishes koyin la eishes Yisrael, yesh lesser bechol inyin. The kiven da ashkren ba eishes koyin da filo ba oines asure, en lono le chalek, bein oines l'rotzlin yintrume ukuna afilu ba'eshes Yisrael. Now, let us just go back to our Taisvis. Let us just say what Taisvis said over here. Taisvis said, a meyredike mouthful over here. Taisvis said, there's a machloikis, the last two l'shoines in our Gemara. If there's an isel zoyna bein eshes ish, ba'eines. The last lashon holds there's no iso zoyna by an eishes ish, and the first lashon holds there is an iso zoyna by an eishes ish. That's number one. So Taisvah says Rav Sheshes is very Rav Sheshes is not at all chaylik with these two lashonis. According to the last lashon, that there's no iso zoyna. So Rav Sheshes is telling us that there's an Isser Tume Lekohune Al Kopon. There's no Isser Zayne, but there's an Isser Tume. And according to the first Lashon of Rove, that Rove said that there's an Isser Zayne by an Eishes Koyin Shenenso Asura, Asura mishum zayne mishum tume. So according to the first lashon, hu adin an eishes Yisrael shenensa will also be Osa lekune mishum zoyne and mishum tume. I'll explain this a little better when we learn the memra of Rove. Let us go a little further in the Gemara when we're learning the memra of Rove, and then we'll see how the Rishonim learned Pshat and Rove. Bekitzer, so far we heard the vile tupshotim in Rav Sheshes. Either Rav Sheshes is telling us that in Eishes Yisroel, even though there's no Zayna Lebal, and the Isser Soite Lebal is Mishum Zayna Lebal, so even though there's no Isser Zayna Lebal, Afal Pikein, there's an Isser Zayna Lekohune. And then the Baal HaMoir says, so we have to say Rav Sheshes is Chaylik on the next two Lashonis, because the last Lashon says Afilu Ba'eshes Kain, there's no Yisrael Zayna Lekohune. So it's not like Rav Sheshes. And the first Lashon of Rav is said Afkan Eishes Kain is also Mishum Zayna, not an Eishes Yisrael. And Rav Sheshes says Afilu Eishes Yisrael. That is one mahalach in the Gemara. Now there's another mahalach in the Gemara, and that is Taisvis Taflamete, and could be this is Pshat, not Taisvis also, that Rav Sheshes is not at all chaylik with the two Lashonis, and Rav Sheshes is just saying it's also lekohune, and it could be either also mishum zayne according to the first Lashon of Rove, or Zayna and Tume, or Tume according to the second Lashon of Rabbi. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Rav, Eishes Koyin Shenenso Baila Loike Aleho Mishum Zayna. Now Eishes Rav said, and Eishes Koyin Shenenso Baila Loike Aleho Mishum Zayna. So the Gemara is Mishum Zayne in Mishum Tumaloi. So the Gemara says, Eima af Mishum Zayne. It's also al Zayne also. Baila loikala Mishum Tum. Masiv Rab Zayre. Vihiloi nisposa, sura nisposa meteres. Viyeshlocha acheres. Sha'af al pi. She nisposa, sura. From there we learn this an Issa nisposa. Vezes oeshes kayin. The lava bo machlala say, it's not like it, you say like it. Omar Rabbe, hakel hoyu bechlal zayna. The emerson, every znus whatsoever falls into the category of zayna. Boines, berotzen. Kshepogat lochoa kosub gabi eishes yisroel behilo in esposo asure, on esposo muteres. Bechlal da eishes koyin ki de kaime kaime. Now let us see Rashi on this Gemara. Bailo loike leo mishum zayna, dechsiv zayna lo yikoch. Ustam zayne, hainu mina efes, so Rashi started first off the sugi, ustam zayne hainu mina efes tachas bailo, shetosa maacha bailo lezorim. That's stam zayne. So stam zayin is berotzen. Vizu afal gardi nenso, even though it was nenso, gabi koyin loy poli gerachmone, that even though it was nenso, so lachayre, this is not a zayin anymore, by the issues of a koyin loy poli gerachmone, bein oynes bein rotzen, kidi gamrinon, Vehi loinis posa, dehi miyute mashme. He, Eishes Yisroel, who the Yeshchilik beinis posa loinis posa, ableishes koyin ein chilik. Mishum tum aloi bit mi, amrini perekama mani mekayim, achi yesher otamo la rabbi soite, sheniva lo dosim lo yuchel bailo. Hakel hoyu bachlal zoyne. So let us see what the maskone is of the first Lashon of Rove. Kol haniv olois tachas baleim, bein ba'oines, bein ba'rotzin, b'chlal zoyne lo yikochuein. That means, misvore chitzoyne, every b'ile tachas habal is called an oines. It is called a zoyne. That would be misvore chitzoyne. Why? Shrei kulon nivalu be'ilas znus. Vo'oitzi l'cho ha'kosov eishes Yisrael anusa min haklal. So now the Pasuk told us, that means even though, misvore chitzoyne, every isha shezinso tachas bailo, whatever the reason was, I feel it was bainus, is called as aine. But the Torah said that an Eishes Yisrael shezinso ba'oines is not called a zoyne. Avol Eishes koyin kidekayim mekayimen. So, l'chayre, according to Rashi, Pshat and the Gemara is as follows. That the Torah was mechadish the issues of a Yisrael in order for the znus to give her a shame zayne, bein lebal, bein lekohune, it has to be a znus barotzen. And that's not like the svarach itzayne. Like the svarach itzayne, every znus tachas habal should be called a zayne. But the Torah said it a zayne. The znus of a ishus shal Yisrael does not make her for a zayne. So memele, so therefore, Neshis Yisrael shenenso will not be a zayne. Like we mentioned, that Rav is chaylik on Rav Sheshes. But the ishus of a koyin, and that ishus the Torah left, eiched the goli, Heichad loy goli, the issues of a koyin, the Torah left it on the svarach itzayne. So any znus tachas bailo, any znus that is poigim, that is moil in this issues, gives her a shame zayne. So therefore he said, eishes koyin shenenso, afkan eishes koyin. Because an Eishes Koyin, I don't have the Giloy Akro. That means Rava works with the Giloy Akro. If she's Mutter Labail and the Isser, Saita Labail is an Isser Zoyne Labail. And the Torah was Machadish, she doesn't get a shame Zoyne Boines. So therefore Rava was Chaylik on Rav Sheshes, didn't hold of the Apalpi of Rav Sheshes, according to Rashi. Rava said, but that's only Gabi an issues that a Yisrael has. An issues that a Kohen has, this is, we see the Torah said that this Chiddush Din does not apply by the issues of a Kohen. So by the issues of a Kohen, a fellow aznus ba'oines gives her a shame zayne. So therefore, a Kohen will be like al zayne. The issues of a Kohen gives a shame tumma, that's the tumas nus. So for Kelt, it's like Altsume, it's like Altzoyne. That is the, according to Rashi, this is Pshat in Rove. Rove was Machadish that there's a difference between the issues of a Kohen and the issues of a Yisrael. According to Taisvis, Tais in Lachayre, Rove is Chaylikan Rav Sheishes. That's what the Balamoyel said. According to Tosfos Daf Lamed Hey, there's no machlokes. Rava said over here, in the first Loshen, Rava wanted to be mechadish. There's a difference between the Issa Lebal and Issure Kohune. That what an Eishes Koyin is also Lekoyin, is not because there's a different type of issues. The issues of a koyin, a full bo'oinis gives her a shame. It's one issue. There's no two types of issues. Isurei kohune is different than isurim li Yisrael. That's the chilik. The chilik is isurei kohune, isurim Yisrael. By taka asoite is also lebail al zayne. But the zayne that's also the Yisrael is a zayne barotzim. The zayne that is also the koyin is a fulo a zayne barotzim also. So from the posik of vehi lo nisposa asura הנספוסה מותרס, ויש לך אחרס, שאף על פי שנספוסה אסורה, ואיזה זו אישס קוין. From this פוסק we see, that what is called a zayne for a koyin does not necessarily have to be a zayne for Israel. So therefore, according to the first lashon of Rove, so an eishes Yisrael shenens is also also a koyin, also be like al zayne. Why not? The Torah was only mechadish. That the zayne for a Yisrael is what not necessarily what is called a zayne for a Yisrael is a zayne for a koyin. A zayne for a Yisrael is only beratzen. A zayne for a koyin is a filu ba'inis. And we see this from that what an aishis koyin shenens is also a baila. Not because it's a different type of an ishus. No, pshat is because Yisuri Kuhune has different values. By Yisuri Kuhuna, for Azayne Ba'oynis is also. So according to Taisvis Taflamitei, Rove holds exactly like Rav Sheishis, and you'll take and Anashis Yisroh Shenenso, you'll be like out Zayne, and you'll be like out Tume. But I see it from Ashes Kayim. I see it from Eishes Koyin. The limit is from Eishes Koyin. In the second lashon of Rabbi, Beike d'amri omar Rabbi, Eishes Koyin shenenso bal aloy kela mishum tume in mishum zayin aloy. Alma ba'aynis lekerine bezaynis. So the second lashon of Rabbi holds that Bechlal is no shame, the shame Zayne Bechlal is not applicable, the shame Zayne Bechlal is not applicable be'ainis, only be'rotz, and that is the taich of Zayne. A isha shezono tachas bail is only called a Zayne if it was be'rotz. Be'ainis it doesn't have a shame Zayne. Now, why is she also? She's also, why, according to Rabbi, why is she also Labaila? She's also Labaila als Tume. So the Isser Tume applies Lekuhune, according to Taisus. According to Taisus, the Isser Tume applies Lekuhune. This Azayne doesn't apply to anyone if it's Ba'inis, because it's not called Azayne. But the Iser Tume applies, that's Zinsa Ba'inis, so there's an Iser Tume Lekayim. And who Adin, according to the second Lashon, Aishis Yisrael Shenenso, will be also Lekayim Mishum Tume. The third Venitma, which goes on Kahune, will ask her Lekahune. She's also Lekahune, even though it was Ba'inis. Because we learn now from this Pasuk, that what the Pasuk told us, that Oynish Shavsa Heter in Tume, that's only Legabi a Yisrael. Legabi Isure Kahune, there's no difference between Oynish and Rotzen. That is according to Taisvis. According to Rashi, the second lashon is about the givis chaylik and Rav Sheishis, because Rav Sheishis holds that there is iser zayne afilu ba'inis also. This lechayre is the akaponim tu aifanim how to learn pshat na gemara. Now let us learn the Taisvis and we had not learned yet. The Gemara had said that the Gemara wanted to be matche the raya of Rav Sheishis. Rav Sheishis said that the Mishneh v'chein is going on oynis. So the Gemara said no. Could be it's going on hara. So the Gemara said hake v'chein be going on hara. Ike hara, this is a different girs, not a girs. Ike hara ba rayis ksiv. Beisvom de garsi adrabe yevom hu de yafine me arayis. Not lechayre, that is not true. Yevama, we learn out from Chai Vilav, and Yevama Yovila, La Yovi Mamza, Yesh Lefosh Bedechik, the Afagav, the Yevama Mechai Vilav, and Udi Afina, Veloi Meharayis, Choshev Laikil, Yafinan Meharayis, Tadei Harayis, Veshivcha Charuf, Veshaminilei Bechai Vilav. Toysvis had said before, that since it says, by Chai Vekrisus, that a rose chayes, I would know by chay ve'lavin that a rose pota. And since it's, so why do you need a posuk by shivcha harufa to tell me a rose pota? So the posuk of shivcha harufa is telling me a rose pota by osham but chay by all chay ve'lavin. So kaponim, we learn out, chay ve'lavin, we learn out yivome indirectly from arayis. So the Gemara is Messiah, that the Vachain is going when we're Matre Rav Sheshes, the Vachain is going on Shaloi Kedark of Chai Vilam. Perish Bekunteris, Almone Lekoin Godel, Grushe Vachalutze Lekoin Hedjit. So we learn out that you passel Shaloi Kedark from Yevomit. Says the lakocha loy leisha, the Gemara darshens lakocha afilo shaloi kedarka. Says grusha lo yikach. So we learn that exactly. Shove lo yikach from a lakocha that shaloi kedarka you pass. Avu mishum haro lo itzach lemisnayu da mabina lo leel mikicha kicha darayis and haro you don't have to learn out from yevama. The Gemara says, you learn how kicha kicha de reis, ve kosha la ri. De I, mishum chai vilav and de kuhne no ketlom. If we're speaking about chai vilav and de kuhne, is lo shaloi kedar kenami lo yitzterich. So you don't have to learn out shaloi kedar ke of chai vilav and de kuhne from yevome. De kilomel of nami kicha kicha me reis, tachsibu mishke veisha, and by reis it says mishke veisha. So Taisvis is asking, so if it's speaking about chai vilav and the kuhune, that you have a gzeire shov of kicha kicha, and from the kicha kicha you learn out that hara is chai v'chai vilav and the kuhune, the same kicha kicha, you can learn out the shloike darke is chai v'chai vilav and the kuhune. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to emphasize, he wants to say that that's true, you could learn out shloike darke from arayis, you could also learn out shloike darke from yevame. That means you have a gzeire shove kicha kicha. If the Gemara said that v'chein is going achai v'lav and the kun, you can't ask a kasha. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that you learn out shaloi kedarka from yivome, so you can't ask a kasha. You could learn it out from arayis also. You could learn out from arayis, you could learn out from yivome. So if the Mishnah says you learn it out from yivome, there's no kasha. That's what the Taisa Rosh wants to find for Rashi. Al nir l'ri, abodri, yischai l'karashi, dekoy ashar chai v'lav and delav dekune. De lo iksiv bu kich, lo ishmini bu, shalo ikedar ka, elo migzer ishove, de biya biya mi yevom. It says, mamza lo yovi bekal Hashem, then it says, yevove yovo yoleo, keichad alfine minei, leo minayu yevom malinyin haro. Just like you learn that haro, Yevama Yovei Yaleo, from Mamza Lo Yovei, so we learn out Chai V'Lavim, Mamza Lo Yovei, from Yevama Yovei, that it's just like Yevama is Kainish Loi Kedarka, so Chai V'Lavim are Aloikish Loi Kedarka. The Ezu Zu Eishas Koi, Mivehi Kadosh, there's a Miyati, Loi Nisposo Asura, Disposo muteres and vehi baistis aishes koin is different. Vim taima bokadoshinu la beksubes peperik naro ledrosha achite. This vehi we need for a different drosha. Letchilosa ba'ines v'soifa baratza in the sharia. The Gemara learns in ksubes that vehi loinis poso if she was in ganzen baratza in. Then she's also, but if it was tchilosai ba'oines v'saifai barotzen, only the saif was barotzen, So then she's mutala baila. So we darshan another drasha from the Vehi, that kulay baratzin is also, saifa baratzin is mutala baila. So how do you know to darshan from Vehi to tell me that Eishas Kohen is also bainis? The process is coming to tell us punkfakel, that Eishas Yisrael is the Eishas Yisrael is muta saifa baratzin. That Rosh is Nasmachta, the Misforu, the Sharia, the Rosh of Oynes, that's Poshet, was Trilose Boynes, Satsiche called an Oynes. I forgot the Seifer Barotzen. The Yitzral, but she lady, she can't control herself. Kechadava Smachta, the Koma Bezozu, Shekidusha, Toys. So, Akaponim, the Iked Rosh of Vehi is coming to tell us that an Eishas Kohen is awesome. Let us start the next Mishnah. Almone le Kohen Godel, Grusha v'chalutze le Kohen Hedyet min ha'eresin, lo yoichlu betchume. Now, let us appreciate what the Mishnah is telling us. The din is, Rashi learns the Mishnah Dval speaking about Abbas Koyim. Abbas Koyim is permitted to eat Truma. Now, she got married to a Koyim, but she's a Grusha. Or she got married to a Koyim Godel, and she's an Almone. Now, after Nisuin, if he was boil her, there's no Shiloh whatsoever. So then, she becomes a halola. Bias chai vilavin de kohune makes halola. So there's no shaila whatsoever that she's not allowed to eat truma. A halola is nifsal from truma. Now, the Tanakama, which is Rav Meir, is telling us such a chiddush. Almona le koyin godel, grusha v'chalutza le koyin hedyit min ha'eresin. There was no nisuin. She wasn't nival, a bia that made her a chalola. She's a bas koyin, and she's married to a koyin, and there was no bia whatsoever. Loi yoichlu betrume. They're not allowed to eat trume. So what does Rashi say? Min eiresin lo yoichlu betrume, misho sheniskatshu la'elu kedushei aveiro, Nifsala milachal betrume. The kedushin, this is kedushi aveira, this passels milachal betrume de beinosha im baskoyini. If she's a baskoyin, she's not allowed to, she loses her right to eat trume because it's kedushi aveira. That is what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Eleza ve Rab Shimon machshirin. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin. Ad she tiboylo, Rashi says, v'teyosa chalolo. Kedersiv lo yechalo, shnei chilulim, echad lo v'echad lezara. Kozman, there was no beer. So they hold there's no problem that the issues shall aveira does not pass a letrume. Now what happens if she became from this issue, she became an almona grusha? Is min ha nisuin, if there was nisuin already, psulais. Min ha eresin, ksheiris. This is according to everyone, a filo according to Rameya. Min ha nisuin, psulais, the shavya chalola bibiyosai, because she became a chalola. Min ha eresin, ksheiris. Rav Meir only passed mina irisen ele bechayeyem. The mishtameres lebiya psula. That she's oimid, mishtameres lebiya psula. She's oimid lebiya psula. She's oimid lehinosei. Avu Mesu, but if they died already, so Memela, she's no more Mishtameres Labiya Psula, so then Afilu Remeya holds that she's Mutati Truma.